We're gonna be doing some cool Q&A for you guys today. We're gonna be talking about who we are, why we started doing what we're doing, what lifestyles we're living, because everyone's different. Alright, so we're gonna do it like that. I know you guys are probably motion sickness, but it's all good. Cool. So, alright. Cool. All right, so, cool. We're gonna wait for a couple more people to come on, and then we're gonna kind of just explain who we are, what lifestyles we live, why we started, and why we're continuing with it. So, after that, we're gonna kind of open the video to Q&A to let you ask whatever questions you wanna ask. So we're here at Mission Nutrition in Huntington Village, New York. If you're local, definitely come stop by. We have a huge section for paleo, keto, literally anything you need. Doesn't even have to be anything specific. If you just simply eat healthy and you want new stuff, this is the place to be. Behind us is the smoothie bar, and even closer, kind of got on display some no food stuff, which most of you are familiar with. Some MCTs.
No foods.
No foods all
the best.
So, I'll get started. So, those of you who know me, what's up? Those of you who don't know me, my name's Mike. I am gonna kind of explain what I do, and hopefully it kind of helps you a little bit, because I find that a lot of people are, they think that they have to jump 110% into one thing. And so what I do, most of you know me for keto, just because that's what I've studied for so long, and that's what I believe in. However, most of you hear me say, do what's right for your body. And what I mean by that is, for me, as much as I love keto and as effective as it is, my body doesn't respond well to keto year round. I have no idea why. That's just the way it is. So what I do is I do paleo in the winter and fall months, and I do keto in like the late spring and summer months. Cool. That's what works for my body, right? So the reason I started was because when I was growing up, I kind of watched everybody else around me, very unhealthy, on medications for whatever, eating like shit, like drinking, just not taking care of their bodies. And I'm a firm believer of, you literally have one body, and why would you treat it like that? So that's why I started, and I continue it now, because I know how I felt on junk food and sugar and all that, and I know how I feel now, and I will, just based on that alone, I would never go back the other way. So that's pretty much, that's me, why I started. In case you guys were wondering what we were drinking, Sail Away coffee, boom. Best coffee in the world. We got cold brews here. So that's pretty much what I do. That's what works for my body. And again, I don't stay, you know, I do a paleo concept. I do a keto concept. Just because I'm also a firm believer that if I go a little bit off the beaten path, the paleo and keto police are not going to come knocking on my door. You know what I'm saying? So like, you have to do what's right for your body. Don't stress yourself out counting every little thing. Don't stress yourself out if you go a little bit off the path of something. So that's me. I'm going to turn it over to Marty. I'm just going to scroll up. That's why I'm off the camera, because I want to make sure I don't ignore anyone's questions. So Marty.
What's up, guys? I'm Marty, if you didn't know, because I don't really go live on Mike's Facebook, because he does, because it's his. Thanks for joining in, and thanks to the guys at Mission for having us tonight. This is awesome. For me, personally, I started doing keto about 2 years ago. It was like January of 2 years ago. My daughter's christening was coming up in June, and I was like, you know what? I need to change my lifestyle around a little bit. So just listening to the Joe Rogan podcast, I know it's crazy, but I found out about keto from that podcast and I gave it a shot. And within the first 6 months, because my daughter's christening was in June, I lost like 15 pounds. I wasn't super, super strict on it. I definitely had my cheat days for sure, but it worked. And then that June, I hit a goal that I wanted to be at, and I kind of just fell off of it, you know, just like any human being, you know, to anybody that does a diet, everyone knows the struggle of going up and down, and especially in the summer. I mean, barbecues.
Yeah, it's hard to stay like strict in the summer. Yeah.
And on top of that, at that time, you know, I was out, you know, barbecues, parties, everything. You know, I was balls to the wall out, just enjoying life, really. And then, I'd say in October of last year, I decided to make a decision and just give up drinking completely and just go full sober, and it felt awesome. So I was like, I need something to kind of supplement that for me. And I decided to just go balls to the wall with exercise. And I was like, I try to do keto a little bit, but it was October, November, holidays. There's candy everywhere in the office, and I ate everything in sight. But come January of last year, which is now almost a year, I went all in, and it was the best decision of my life because I lost 40 pounds, and I was fat, man. You know, I was unhealthy, I was fat, I didn't feel good, I would eat everything in sight, you know. I do a lot of emotional eating where it's just like, you know, mindless eating, yeah. You know, just cookies in the house. I'll eat the entire Chips Ahoy thing, hands down. But I mean, I'm not perfect on it. You know, like Mike said, it's how you do with your own body, really. You know, you got to do what works for you.
Yeah.
Just because we do keto, paleo, you know, it doesn't mean that you have to do that at all. You know, it doesn't mean you have to go eat, you know, every piece of fat in the world or drink bulletproof coffee every single morning. You know, you got to do what's good for you.
Exactly.
Now, it works for us because, you know, it just does. You know, I mean, you know firsthand.
Yeah, it's trial and error too, guys. Like, you have to see, you know, that's with, like, supplements, that's with food. You have to see what you like, what you don't like, what works for you, what doesn't work for you. You know, like, if you're doing a high fat diet, that might not, as effective as it is and as proven as it is to work, it might not be right for you. And there might not be even a reason, or you might not know the reason, but, like, you know, you have to try it and try it out. Like, don't be scared of it. And also the biggest thing you have on your side that you have to utilize is patience, right? So a lot of people are impatient, and I get it, but at the same time, you know, I always tell people, like, if you're trying to lose 50 pounds, just for example,
it's not going to happen overnight, guys.
Yeah, like, you didn't gain that 50 pounds overnight, so you're not going to lose it overnight.
It's a consistent process.
Yeah.
And that's what I think is a major thing that a lot of people kind of stop doing, is being consistent.
Yeah.
Because if you're not consistent, if you try and eat healthy for a month and you're feeling great, but then you're like, oh, guess what? I'm going to go out for the next two weekends and drink and eat and go out for dinners and eat whatever I want.
Yeah.
It's not going to work. You know, you have to stay consistent. If you continue on a path of just eating healthy consistently and exercising consistently, even if it's 3 days a week, I'm not telling you to go work out every single day. Just stay active, you know?
Just get moving.
It'll slowly progress into results, because results don't happen overnight. And it sure as hell didn't happen for me overnight, and it was a hell of a struggle for me, because, you know, the month of January, you know, for example, for me, just this month, you know, I had my daughter just turned 2 at the end of December, and we had 3 birthday parties in January.
The birthday month.
You know, 3 birthday parties of cake and sandwiches, and I enjoyed myself. But you know what I continued doing the next day, those next couple weeks in between parties? I stayed on track, I ate right, I went to the gym, you know? It's the consistency that keeps you on track.
Yeah, and then you have to put the work in. It's not always gonna be easy, but, you know, if it was easy, everyone would be walking around here with 6-packs and 5% body fat. So it's just, you have to put the work in. You have to, you know, like Marty said, it's consistency. You have to be patient. You have to be consistent. You have to pick something. You have to stick with it. I find that a lot of people, as soon as they hit, they're doing it for 2 weeks. As soon as they hit their first brick wall, their first speed bump, their first reaction is to give up.
Yeah.
And that's the biggest thing with me. Like, I've, in the past years, with anything, I'm talking like diets, jobs, workouts, anything. As soon as I hit like a bump in the road, my first reaction was to give up. And now I'm to the point where I actually embrace adversity and failure because I take it as an opportunity to learn.
Absolutely.
Instead of discouraging myself with it. You know, if you, that's with anything stronger. In life too. That's not even just nutrition, right?
Yeah.
That's everything. I mean, if you fail at a task in your job, what are you, you're not going to quit. Like, you need that job. Like, you have to take it as a learning.
You'd have a lot of jobs.
Yeah. Like, you'd have you go a through lot a job every week. You have to take it as a learning experience. And now you know, okay, I made that mistake. Look, you have to make mistakes to learn. That's how everybody learns.
Yeah.
I don't care if it's the owner of your company, the CEO, like, they make mistakes. They're humans. Like, you make a mistake and now you know not to make that mistake again.
Yeah.
So you just learn and that's how you get better. Now, the more mistakes you make, the more you learn, the better you get and the less mistakes you're gonna make.
Yeah.
See what I'm saying? So it's like, you have to take that as an opportunity to learn instead of like, oh shit, like I failed, I can't do this, it's too hard. You know, like, you've only been doing it for how, you know, even a couple of months, it's still early in the game.
Yeah.
In the grand scheme of things, right?
Like, I think at least, especially if you're just starting out on things, your best source of knowledge is the internet. Go online, and not everything's true on the internet, no matter what you hear, all right? But the wealth of knowledge that is on there, and of good sources too, you know, especially if you want to go on keto, you know, there's going to be so many different sources that you can go to get information on. And to this day, and I've been doing it now for, you know, I'd say 2 years, I'm still online every single day, saying, okay, let me, what else can I learn about the keto diet? You know, what are new foods that are coming out? What are new recipes that I can implement into my own lifestyle? You know, because for me, at least, when I started and when I went all in last January, I think for the first like 2 months, I ate the same thing every single day.
Yeah.
And at that point, I was getting bored. And I'm like, I can't do this. I was like, if I want to continue on a good path, I need to find more exciting things to eat and kind of, you know, expand my,
Once you get bored, it's like, it's
you want to give up.
Yeah.
You want to give up. And that's where it becomes a little bit harder. But I think once you find better recipes for yourself or better ways to enjoy the lifestyle that you're about to embark on, because for me, keto started as a diet, but it's a lifestyle now.
It is,
you know, and I think that's another thing, is that I changed my mindset from thinking of diet to lifestyle. And once you do that,
right? Yeah.
you start living that life. Because if you live it as a diet life, then you're going to give up.
Diets come to an end.
Yeah.
You know, like Marty said, like, that's a good point. Like, if once you switch your mindset, your whole outlook on everything is going to change. And the reason behind why you're even starting a diet or a lifestyle is going to become clear. And once you have that reason, that fire to fuel it, it's going to become so much easier. And like Marty said, like, a lot of times, like, obviously we're always happy to answer your questions, but take advantage of the fact that it's 2018 and you have a smartphone. You know what I'm saying?
You have a computer in your hand.
All you have to do is go to Google and type in whatever you want to know. No, like, you just Google it and it'll come up. And again, like Marty said, and you guys who know I'm a huge believer in, there's a lot of bullshit on the internet. It's a lot of misinformation and it sucks.
Fake news.
That's the way it is. Yeah, exactly. Fake news.
Fake news.
Like, and it's confusing, especially like if you're starting a keto or a paleo, that's confusing to begin with if you don't have the help.
Yeah.
On top of reading misinformation, which I know sucks. But
like, there's a lot of it out there.
Yeah, but
there's
like,
a lot of it out there.
Like Marty said, just make sure you're going to a right source. Make sure you're going to a credible source. And, you know, I'll give you guys all, you know, Marty and myself, Instagram and my website, like, those are good sources. Like, if you want to message us, like, hit us up. Hey, you know, what's this? Like, those of you, so many of you have messaged me and I've gotten back to you like that. And I've answered your questions to the best of my knowledge, or I sent you a link to where you can get something. Or some of you have even messaged me about buying stuff at Mission out of state. Like, I literally picked it off the shelf, we shipped it out of the warehouse for you. Like, there's so many resources. Use the good resources that you have at your fingertips. You know, like, it makes it a lot easier.
And I'm going to piggyback that, yes, we're doing it here, but at the same time, when I wanted to find new supplements and not have to order them offline, when I found out when Mission started, and you guys have like a whole keto section, yeah. I was blown away about the other options that are out there for me. And I remember the first time I walked into the store and I saw this whole wall over here and I was just like, Jesus Christ.
I was like, all this?
Yes.
Like, yeah.
I was like,
and
I can.
It makes it so much easier.
And it's like, easier because you don't have to wait for it either.
Yeah.
You can go to the store, you can get in your car, or the train, or the bus, whatever.
Yeah.
Walk, bike, whatever. However you need transportation, if you go to the store and see the amount of amazing products that they have here, your mind is going to be blown. The fact that you have like peanut butter cups that are keto friendly is mind blown.
Yeah.
Because no one would think, oh my God, you're eating a peanut butter cup? Isn't that against your lifestyle? No, because it works into my lifestyle.
Yeah.
That's why.
You don't have to restrict yourself.
No. Like all those foods that you enjoy randomly, pizza, bagels, yeah. toast, what those shitty carby foods that everyone eats that is such a problem for this country, you know, like, yeah. and sugar is the worst thing in the entire world.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah, sugar is definitely,
but the amount
problem.
Of things that you can get that are keto friendly, paleo friendly, whatever lifestyle that you want to live, is there's so much here that you can get
yeah.
and enjoy yourself too. Like I remember the first time I had smart cakes.
Dude,
I went home and just housed both of them. I was yep. like, oh my God. I was like, I'm eating chocolate cake.
Yeah.
These things are so good.
And you don't have to feel guilty about
no,
it.
No, I felt, what is, I think there's like 3 grams of net carbs.
Zero, actually.
Zero.
Yeah.
Okay, zero. Okay, I'm wrong. So
zero carbs.
Zero even carbs, even better. I wanted more.
All right, cool. So let's see. It's Kathleen, maybe soon. All right, so we're going to open it up to Q&A. If you guys haven't shared our video yet,
please do.
Please go ahead and just hit that button right down there. Share it out on your page to your friends. Share it out in your keto and paleo groups. The more people that hear what Marty and I have to say, the more people become educated and the easier it is for everybody. So just go ahead and please go ahead and share that. It means a lot to both of us.
Yes, thank you guys. For anybody that's actually tuning in right now and watching this live, I'm beyond appreciative,
yeah.
you know, and I'm grateful that Mike asked me to join him in this venture, because I think it's going to be amazing, and I think between the two of us, we have a wealth of knowledge that we can
yeah.
share with you,
yeah.
and you can pass on to other people, you know, and that's really what is a big factor, is that if one thing that we said tonight sticks in your head and helps you make a better decision tomorrow,
mm-hmm.
then we've done our job.
Exactly.
Then we've done our job. And we're not going to stop doing that until one person adds to another person, another person.
And keep in mind too, guys, whoever's watching, if you're watching this live, if you're catching the replay, Marty and I are going to be doing this live once a week. For now, who knows, later on the line, we might be doing it more than once a week,
yep.
but for now, we're doing it definitely once a week. So make sure you're tuning in, because we're going to be talking about a different topic every week. And we're going to just do like we're doing now. We're going to bounce off each other. You get different perspectives. You get different thought processes. And you can take it and spin it into your own and make your lifestyle a little bit easier.
Yeah.
So we're going to open it up to Q&A. Those of you watching, if you're catching it on the replay, you can still comment and we'll get the notification. So if you have questions, now's the time. It doesn't have to be about any specific topic. If
yeah.
you just have a question about anything that you want us to answer for you, go ahead. So we'll give it a minute, let you guys type your questions.
I'm going to enjoy my cold brew.
We're going to sip our cold brews.
Yeah. Thanks, Sail Away.
Yeah, Sail Away. Always coming in clutch.
This is my second one today.
This is my third.
Nice. If you don't know, me and Mike really love coffee.
Yeah,
a lot.
Just a little obsessed with it. I just only have it tattooed on me. So I guess you could say I'm a little obsessed with it. It's kind of committed to it.
He went all in.
What Facebook pages and groups are good, credible sources other than yours, of course?
Kathleen, I like that last part. So I'm going to share at the end, I'm going to share out on a status, like on a written status, both of our Facebook, both of our Instagrams. And then I'm going to put my website on the bottom. So my website, what I do is I write blogs. I try to put a couple a week. And I
nice.
Make them topics that are common. So you can go on that. a really good Facebook source to go on. And the best sort, the credible sources, a lot of them are websites and podcasts. So like if you're in a car or if you're at work and you can listen to a podcast, I don't know if your work, you know, allows you to do that. But a couple of good ones, I can put them in the status along with it. Thomas DeLauer is a really good one. That's one of my favorites. Dave Asprey's good. He gets a little scientific.
A little bit.
I like the nerdy stuff, so I enjoy it. So he's good. Mark Sisson's good. Joe Rogan has a lot of his podcasts are on keto, and he has really good guests.
Yeah.
Dr. Rhonda Patrick is another really good one.
Dr. Rhonda Patrick is great.
She too gets very scientific, but she's like scientific in a relatable way.
Yes.
She gets nerdy with it, but like she makes sure you understand it.
On It Podcast. Human Optimization Podcast. I think they do a lot of good. They pass on a lot of information, whether it's health, training, just mindset. You know, that they have a lot of great guests that come on there. So I would definitely, I definitely piggyback those suggestions for, you know, especially for, you know, health and lifestyle.
And if you want to, look up the group, it's called Lazy Keto with Jess. Nice. There's a lot of cool members in there, and the admin Jess, she's a sweetheart. She's had phenomenal success with keto, and it's a keto support group.
Cool.
So it's like they give you a lot of like recipes, that's like cool ideas. And the best thing about it is she doesn't take shit from anybody, because a lot of those support groups, people start to bicker on comments because people think they're right, people think they're right. Like I say to everybody, there's no right and wrong. I don't care how much of a self-proclaimed expert I am at this. I'm not right, and you're not wrong. And you know what I'm saying? It's there's no black and white when it comes to nutrition and the human body. It's all gray area.
Yeah.
So that's why, like we said before, it's what's right for your body.
Exactly.
She doesn't let people bicker on this stuff. So it's like it's a very like cool, very positive vibe, like really cool group for you to go. So you can check that out. It's a closed group, so you have to be... I think you have to ask to join, or like I'm in there, so I can probably add you.
Cool.
But that's one of my favorite ones, so that's a good one to go on.
I think one of my favorite websites that I started with that really kind of kicked off my keto lifestyle was ruled.me. The guy that runs that, Craig, is the amount of information and recipes on that, and there's a complete guide to keto 101, and that's actually... Whenever somebody comes to me for advice, I usually always send them to that site as like a first source of information, because it really breaks it down for you, like,
so you understand
super
it
simple.
Yeah.
And I would definitely use, it's ruled.me. We'll throw it in the comments section at the end. But for me, I mean, that was my number one source when I started. I would highly suggest that website.
Awesome. All right, let's get some more questions rolling. Chances are you're not the only one asking this question, so you're helping everybody else out too.
Can you explain the no better cookies, the carbs minus sugars? Thank you, Tamara.
Yeah. All right, cool. So no better cookies, right?
This is funny because
it's really weird and nerdy that I have this nutrition label memorized, but don't judge me. So first of all, that's an excellent question.
Yeah.
No better products are a lot healthier than they look on the labels. And it's not their fault, because I'm going to explain. Now, you take the total carbohydrates. Now, when you're doing keto or paleo, if you're counting carbs in general, you should be counting your net carbs. Net carbs are the carbs your body's actually metabolizing as carbohydrates, getting broken down as glucose. Not good, obviously, in excess. But when you're finding net carbs on a no better cookie, so 42 grams of total carbs, you have to subtract out 12 grams of fiber and 28 grams of allulose, right? Actually, it's 26 grams of allulose.
So I think you should tell them what allulose is, because...
Allulose is a natural sweetener. It's normally extracted from figs, raisins, sometimes maple syrup. So what they do is they extract it. Now, the reason that it's on the No Better cookie and No Better products as sugar is technically it is a sugar, but it's not metabolized by the body. So it acts as a sugar alcohol, but it's not technically that. So the FDA mandates that you list it as sugar on there. So that's why it can get a little confusing, but allulose doesn't get metabolized by the body, and it doesn't have an effect on blood glucose levels, which is why it's keto friendly, and it won't take you out of ketosis. And that actually, over time, allulose has been studied to help lower blood glucose, which is why it's really good for diabetics. So when you're looking at the package, to find the reason why it's only 4 grams of net carbs for the whole cookie is you're taking the total grams of carbs, you're subtracting out the fiber, and you're subtracting out the sugar or allulose, and that's your net carbs.
Sugar alcohols.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I know that, especially with no foods, I remember when I first saw them, I was kind of like blown away. I was like, wait a second. I was like, how are these only 3 net carbs or 4 net carbs per cookie, but you subtract all the carbs from the fiber, from the sugar alcohols, and you get an amazing cookie. It does not taste like crap in the least bit. And there's a lot of fake products out there for keto and paleo that just don't taste good. Yeah. That taste fake. If you really want a great treat for yourself, these cookies are dope.
Yeah, they're awesome. And I was explaining to someone today too, like Marty said, they taste amazing. Healthy things don't taste like cardboard. It's just not like that anymore. That's very old school. That's like 5, 6, 7 years ago. If you went healthy, it would taste like, you know, it would taste like cardboard. It would be disgusting. It's not like that anymore. Like, times have changed. Science and technology have advanced so much with these companies that they can use things like allulose to make a cookie taste like a cookie without having effect on blood glucose levels and without it being artificial sweetened. So, like, it's mind-blowing, but that's where technology's at now. And they're probably even more advanced than we realize. It's just not showing yet. But that's why, like, allulose is one of the more advanced natural sweeteners. It's a little expensive for companies to use, which is why not a lot of companies are using it. But it's game-changing because you can enjoy all of the, I think it's 20 or give or take products that No Foods makes that use allulose. They make literally everything that you can think of.
Really?
And they're coming out with a new, they're on their game. Like, they come out with a new product almost every month.
Are they coming out with rice?
They came out with chickpea rice.
They just came out with rice?
Chickpea rice, yeah. And they came out with chocolate chips. I mean, like, and it tastes like Hershey's chocolate chips. Like, that's what allulose does.
It's legit. I could probably eat them out of the bag.
We do eat them out of the bag.
Yeah.
Like, by the hand.
Let me see these questions. Hold on. We're getting real close to you. All right, cool. So let's get a couple more questions in. If you're watching this on the replay, no biggie.
Jess. You guys, hit the share button.
Yeah,
share with your friends. Likes, hearts, smiles, whatever those emoticons at the bottoms are that you can add to it, because the more you hit, the better we do and more love we get.
Yeah, it takes you about 2 seconds to share it, and it means the world to us. So, Jess ordered from Michael. Yes, I did. You did order those. I'm glad you like
it. Yeah, look at that. Look at all those hearts. Look at that. It's a river of hearts and likes.
Yeah, throw the likes, throw the shares. We definitely appreciate it big time. What are your thoughts on protein neuroplacement shakes for a keto diet?
I don't know.
What do you think? Meal replacement shakes for keto.
For meal replacement shakes, I think it really depends, I think. Because I think if you're training, you definitely need your protein, you know?
Agreed.
Because I know for me at least, because I practice intermittent fasting also.
Yeah.
And I try to work out fasted, but I know that after that, I definitely have to get a good amount of protein in too, just to keep my muscle.
Yeah.
But there's a ton of protein products that you can use that are friendly.
Yeah.
I know Dr. Axe, Josh Axe, has tons of keto-friendly proteins that you can use.
Yeah.
Especially their collagen.
Yeah, collagen is actually, I had a feeling you were going to say that.
It's so good.
Collagen is probably one of the better ketogenic-friendly. Whey protein is great. It's usually insulinogenic, so it's not exactly keto-friendly, but at the same time, what works for your body?
Right.
Like, whey protein might take me out of ketosis, but Marty could take it after his workout and stay in ketosis. It's just,
and
it's
usually all I'm different. Good. Usually I'm good, especially with, I've taken some Nutribio stuff, and I've been fine. You know, maybe like once or twice, but it also depends on what I've been eating.
Yeah.
That might affect my ketone levels. But, I mean, I had no problems with Nutribio.
Yeah, Nutribio is good. Nutribio makes a really good grass-fed whey. It's a WPI 90, which means it's 90% or higher pure isolate, which is like almost unheard of, but Nutribio figured it out. So that's a really good one, and that's as clean as it gets. It's from grass-fed source, no artificials. So if you're gonna do a protein, I would definitely do like Marty said, like a Dr. Axe collagen or like a grass-fed whey. Let's see, I know I saw a question.
Next question. If you train in the morning, do you use Bulletproof coffee as your main source of fuel?
I use it every morning for my main source of fuel. For me, I don't eat breakfast basically ever. I think maybe Saturday or Sunday, one of those days. Yeah. And outside of that, like 6 out of 7 days of the week, I'm doing Bulletproof coffee in the morning.
I haven't had real food for breakfast in probably 7 months.
Yeah.
I haven't had breakfast.
And if I do have breakfast, I'm eating eggs and bacon.
Yeah.
With some avocado.
Avocado, yeah.
That's about it. For training wise, I don't see why not. I think there's a lot of great nutrients that you can get from both of those.
Yeah.
From Bulletproof coffee, you know, and it helps you. I mean, it's helping you keep your level of ketosis also.
Yeah.
You
know? And here's a little trick too. I get a lot of questions on exogenous ketones. I think they definitely have their place. They serve their purpose. Do I think they're necessary?
No.
No.
Not at all.
Do they help? Absolutely. But if you make the Bulletproof coffee the right way, and you use something high quality like Brain Octane, which is a concentrated caprylic acid, which is one of the better MCTs, if not the best, that's gonna turn actually into ketones on its own. So if you're making the Bulletproof coffee the right way, it acts as exogenous ketones.
How do you usually make it Bulletproof?
I cut out all dairy because it was messing with my stomach. So okay. I do hot coffee. I usually do single origin organic.
Yep.
I do cacao butter.
Okay.
Tablespoon.
Nice.
I do a tablespoon of Brain Octane, some caramel stevia drops, and usually some collagen.
Okay.
Some vanilla collagen fuel from Primal Kitchen.
All right.
I blend it up, I make it like a little latte, and I'm like flying until lunchtime. I'm full, I'm energized, I'm ready to go. And that's, you know, that's my fuel for half the day until like 1 or 2 o'clock usually.
Do you do intermittent fasting also?
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
Okay, cool.
I do, so intermittent fasting I do as well. I do usually a 16-8.
Yep.
Which is probably one of the more common
ones. Here.
Yeah, so I mean, it's good. It takes a minute to get used to. But if you think about how healing it can be, like those hunger pains, first of all, they'll go away. But that's your body healing itself. So like, if you think about it like that, it's a really good thing. Instead of just like, damn, I'm hungry. Like, I can't make it. I need to eat. Sometimes, yeah. Like, sometimes you'll cave and be like, I can't handle it. I'm too hungry. But if you can kind of push past that little threshold, it's going to do good things for you.
And I think for basic Bulletproof coffee, if you really want, you know, if you don't have the Bulletproof brand by you, I usually do 2 tablespoons of Kerrygold butter with just some, like, a tablespoon of MCT oil.
Yeah,
I usually use Onnit or Sports Research for my MCT oils. And I have mixing in my Dr. Axe collagen also.
Yeah.
So
goes good in the
those
coffee.
Three, mix it up in the morning, just hang out in the morning before work, before I get in, kind of, you know, get my mind right.
Yeah.
And I'm good because I usually don't eat my lunch. I try to work out like 10 o'clock in the morning every day, do like an hour workout, and then I usually don't eat until like noon, 1 o'clock. And the Bulletproof coffee keeps me fueled that entire time. I think when I first started, I definitely felt a little like lethargic.
Yeah.
Definitely at first. But once I started getting into a good routine and feeling great, I haven't crashed barely ever during training, before or after.
Yeah.
Or during.
Yeah, I'm the same way. Next question was, do you count your macros on keto? Do you?
When I first started, I did, because I wanted to be sure that I was following it to a T. And I mean, that was just, you know,
yeah.
It was working for me,
yeah.
You know? I used MyFitnessPal for an app. You can edit your macros on there to reflect how you want to choose your carb intake, your fat intake, and protein intake.
Yeah, yeah.
That helped me tremendously when I first started.
Mm-hmm.
But I think after like 3-4 months, I was good. I knew what I was intaking, what I was taking in. When it came to like portion size, and I just didn't overdo it. No, I knew what I was eating and what I was putting in my body, and I knew what was working and what wasn't working.
Yeah.
And that's, I mean, that's what worked for me.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I can say the same thing. In the beginning, I used my MyFitnessPal, same thing, just to track it. Now I can, I'm at the point, I'm sure you are too, where I kind of eyeball it.
Yeah.
Like, I know what my meal, if my, I can take a look at my meal and know whether it's keto friendly, paleo friendly or not. I mean, obviously, oh, it usually is. But you know, same thing. You don't don't overdo it. You know, not anything in excess.
Yeah.
Like even a cheat meal or like whatever, like moderation. Like you just don't have to go overboard. Not to mention, keto is actually easier to undereat than it is to overeat. If you're consuming the high fats,
very well.
Yeah, like if you're consuming high fats, you're satiated for so long, you're full for so long, you can actually undereat. So you have to, you should track it in the beginning. Don't go crazy with it. Like, don't let number of macros run your life.
That's what I was going to say.
You know,
like, don't, if you don't hit your macros for a day, do not freak out and get, and, you know, don't let that affect your day. Like, if you go under your fat intake from what MyFitnessPal set out for you, it's okay.
Yeah.
You know, it's okay. You know, if you somehow go to, you know, if you set it for 5% carbs and you go to 7 or 10, it's okay.
Yeah.
You know, you're doing good, but don't let your macros, you know, dictate how you feel and the progress that you're making. Because like we mentioned earlier, it's consistency and moderation. And that's it. That's all you need to stay true to succeed on any diet lifestyle change that you want.
Yeah, and I think a huge part of why people start to give up is that you let those numbers run your life. Like your entire day revolves around your macros. And
it goes for scale numbers too.
Scale too.
Scale,
like you're gonna let a scale on a number run your life and how you live. Like, you know,
dictate
like that's
on
what
how you feel.
Yeah, how you feel, how you look, and how your clothes fit are the biggest things, because a lot of people are messaging me, "Hey, Mike, my scale's not going down. I've been on keto for a month, but I lost 2 pant sizes." Like,
you lost 2 pant sizes.
That's awesome.
There you go.
2 pant sizes means a whole lot more. And I asked them, first thing I said, "Do you feel good?" "Yeah, I feel incredible. My energy levels, my mental clarity."
Yep.
And I'm like, first of all, the way you feel, if you feel like that, and you lost 2 pant sizes, that means 10 times more than what the scale says, especially if you're working out, because
you're burning fat.
You're losing fat, which is like this, a pound of fat like this, and it's being replaced by a pound of muscle, which is like this. A pound is a pound, they both weigh the same, but a pound of muscle is a lot more dense, which is why you're losing pant sizes, but a pound is getting replaced by a pound, so the scale's not going anywhere, right? So try not to let that really like run your life, and try to focus on the other stuff, like how you feel, how you look, your pants, you know,
I do
your
get that too, you know, because I mean, I'll admit that I've definitely had let the scale number kind of dictate some days of mine, you know, especially where I've been consistently working out and eating keto basically every single day, but there's times where my weight goes up or my weight goes down, and I'm like, what's going on? I'm doing everything correct. But it's a matter of the progress and the journey that you're on that'll ultimately get you to how you're feeling. Because sometimes the number wasn't what I wanted. But you know what? A pair of pants that I was wearing 3 weeks ago are now bigger on me.
Yeah.
So I'm doing something right. Doesn't matter about the number.
Yeah, and that goes back to like what I said before. Like, it's what happens over time. So I'm glad Marty said that. Like, enjoy the process. Enjoy the journey. Enjoy the little steps. Don't be so focused on the top step to see the step right in front of you that's going to lead you to the top step, right? You're focused. It's good to be focused on the big picture, but enjoy the journey along the way. Enjoy the learning along the way. And now you know how to live healthy because you learned all that on the journey. You have to enjoy the process of it.
Yep.
I know you want to get to the end goal, but you have to enjoy it while it lasts. Because you're going to learn so much, and I'm telling you right now, even when you hit your goal, you're always going to be working towards something. Even if it's not losing the weight, now you lost the weight, cool. Now you have a new journey to go. You want to tone up.
That's where
you
want to
build some muscle. You want to do, there's always going to be something you're working towards, right? As humans, we're never going to be satisfied with the way we look,
no.
Right? Even if someone's like all cocky, they're like, yeah, I love it. we're never gonna be satisfied with the way we look, especially those of you who work out. Those of you who work out, especially lifting weights, you know exactly what I'm talking about, because I'm the same way. We're hard on ourselves, we always want better, and that's a good thing because that gives us something to work towards. Right?
It's motivation.
We're creating another process to go for. Right? So next question.
How do you deal with nausea while intermittent fasting? I feel nauseous in the mornings. Just power through initially. Does it go away?
I felt nauseous. I have a super sensitive stomach, so I felt nauseous for probably the first 2 to 3 weeks.
Yeah.
But I would definitely try to power through it. You know, as long as you're not like keeling over, like unbearable pain,
right?
And you know, terrible nausea. You should be okay. It'll probably pass. Just make sure you're breaking your fast in the afternoon with the proper foods, like keto friendly, like high fats. So just make sure of that, and then it should go away. If it doesn't go away, you can feel free to message either of us, and we'll help you out with it.
I think also, maybe if you're, what might help is take some water and some pink salt.
Yeah.
Kind of mix it up together.
Throw some apple cider vinegar in there too. That helps me.
Apple cider vinegar is really good.
Apple cider vinegar, literally, I do 2 tablespoons in a glass of water after every time I eat.
Okay.
To help me digest.
Nice.
Yeah.
I mix I've started a little concoction of apple cider vinegar, some kombucha, and pink salt, just nice. A little bit. It tastes amazing, and it's great for your stomach.
Yeah.
You know, it makes you feel good. But for nausea, I mean, it will go away. And if it doesn't, let us know, like Mike said.
And for nausea too, you could try something like ginger tea. Ginger is going to soothe the stomach, and it's not going to have any calories, if any. It's not going to have enough to break your fast. That's another idea. Eat around 130-145 grams of fat a day. That's awesome. And some days I'm still hungry. Should I increase my fats? If you're hungry enough, go for it. You know, like everyone's body's different. So if you're hungry enough to more fats,
especially if you're training,
go for it. Especially if you're training. Diana, what do you think about putting raw eggs in bulletproof coffee? I've actually done that a couple times, and to make your coffee a little bit more dense and a little bit more satisfying and keeps you fuller for longer, you can definitely crack an egg in there. If the coffee is hot enough, it's really not going to make a difference. The only thing I would suggest, if you're doing a raw egg, I would spend the money on like a Vital Farms pasture-raised, cage-free, organic egg, because those are actually ones you can eat raw, usually without having to worry about any type of like illness. Most of the time, eggs raw are fine. That can be a tricky thing, because if you're buying a poor quality sourced egg, then that can kind of like be a little eh. But if you're getting like a, you know, my favorite is Vital Farms, so I don't know if you have it available to you there. I don't really know how far they ship or whatever, but if that's a pasture-raised, cage-free, organic, like that's the cleanest egg I've ever seen in my life.
Eggs and coffee.
So yeah, you crack it in there and blend it up, and it makes it even frothier.
I don't think I can do it.
It's so good.
Eggs and coffee.
Yeah.
I mean, what it mean if it tastes good for you? I mean,
yeah,
definitely not gonna knock it, but I don't think I'm gonna try
it. It's becoming big. It's becoming big now. I don't do it anymore.
I stick to my butter.
Yeah, butter. All right, cool. So,
nope.
That's it. That's what we have for you today. That was our very first podcast.
Yeah.
We appreciate you all for joining and listening. We appreciate the opportunity to educate you guys. We're going to be once a week, Marty and I, bringing you education, knowledge, and some motivation along with it once a week for you. So if you don't mind, again, share that video.
Yes.
Just hit that button, share it. Like I said, it takes you 2 seconds to share it. It means the world to us. So you can go on. And what you do after the video, I'm going to put in the comment section the podcasts, both of our Facebooks, both of our Instagrams, my website. And if you guys have any more questions, just feel free to look both of us up on either social media, hit us up, comment, because we still get the notification. We can answer it from there. That's pretty much it.
Yeah, I mean, and thank you to the guys at Mission.
Mission Nutrition in Huntington. If you guys are local in New York, Long Island,
take the trip.
Mission Nutrition. We have Huntington Village on Main Street and Hicksville, Bethpage area on 107 across from Grumman next to Planet Fitness. So if you guys are local or local-ish, definitely take the ride out. You can see me, Anthony, John, Ashley, or Chris and we'll help you out with literally whatever you need. It doesn't matter if you're keto, paleo, if you're just some random diet you made up by yourself. It doesn't matter because we have something for everybody. So definitely make the stop. Deck, thank you so much for watching.
Yeah,
we
guys,
appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you very much. And we'll see you soon.
Yeah, we'll keep you posted on the next live we're going to do so you can all tune in. If you're watching this on the replay, still go ahead and share it. We really appreciate it. Thanks so much.
Thank you.